Hello, Sid Roth here, and my guest, Matt Sorger. And Matt, you have so many amazing supernatural things that have happened to you, but one really got my attention, the seraphim. Tell me about that time he bumped into you, or you bumped into him.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary. We were in a meeting in England, and I was in a morning service, and it was an old, cold, stone church building. And, you know, it was real cold in the room, and as I'm worshiping God, suddenly, right next to my body, it starts burning with a heat, like there's a heater there. And I put my hand into the air, and it burns hot, and I pull out, and it's cold. And I say, God, it feels like there's a pillar of fire standing next to me.
But there's nothing there in the visible eye.
No, you can't see it, but you could feel it. And the Lord spoke to my heart, and He said, I have sent a seraphim angel into the meeting today.
Isn't a seraphim angel a fire angel?
Yeah. Seraphim means burning one. It's a fiery angel. And so anyway, I had a healing teaching prepared for that morning, but the presence of God came in. I never got to teach. And then that night when we came back to the service, I'm just burning up and I'm taking my jacket off and I'm saying to people around me, are you guys hot? Are you hot? And they're like, no, Matt, we're totally fine. And I'm like, I feel so hot. So I stand up to preach. I stand behind the pulpit and God strikes me mute. And all I can do is stand there and stare at the crowd of people for about 2 hours. And as I
2 hours.
2 hours. I mean, as a preacher, and people are waiting for you to say something, I'm just standing there with nothing coming out of my mouth. And then all of a sudden, I mean, people were in hats and scarves and jackets, and the windows were closed because it was cold in the room. And all of a sudden, the whole church, the whole air started getting hot, 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 hot. People started taking off every layer they could get off. And then all of a sudden, I realized there was a manifestation of the fire of God that started sweeping over that church. People started running out of the room. People started crawling out of the room under the presence of God, saying, the fire of God is in the church. The fire of God is in the church. And as I just stood there and let God move in that service, as His fire came in with this visitation of a seraphim angel, I mean, deliverance happened, mass deliverance happened. The fire came in, people got set free from all sorts of things, and it was a glorious visitation of God.
I'm going to take you back to age 14.
Yes.
This is when you had your own encounter with God.
Yes.
What was the catalyst?
Yes. Well, when I was 12 years old, my mom became really sick. And for about 2 years, she was bedridden. And the doctors diagnosed her with MS, with a blood disorder, with tumors. And she spent thousands of dollars on hospital bills and doctors, and no one had an answer for her. She just kept getting worse and worse and worse. Until one night, my grandmother, who was Catholic, invited her to her church because it was a flyer for a healing service where they were praying for the sick. And my mom had never experienced anything like that before, never heard about it, but she said, I need to go to that service. And that morning when she woke up, every pain in her body magnified beyond anything she ever experienced, but she knew she had to get to that church. And when she walked into the church, she collapsed on the floor in the back of the sanctuary, and she made her way down to the front of the church. And before the priest, who was, by the way, filled with the Holy Spirit and believed in divine healing, before he could even get his hand on her to pray for her, the power of the Holy Spirit came over her body. Now, this was a quiet service until God showed up. And the power of God threw her literally 10 feet back through the air. She hit the ground, and it was like volts. We talk about the raw power of God. It was like volts of electricity surging through every part of her body. And when she got off the floor, she was really saved, healed, and set free all in this power encounter. And she came home that night, and I looked at her, Sid, and I said, who are you and what happened to you? And she said, Jesus healed me tonight. The moment she said that, it was like illumination in my heart and mind. I knew Jesus was real. I knew I needed to be forgiven of sin. No one even told me I needed to be forgiven of sin. I just knew it. And I asked Jesus to forgive my sin, to come into my life, and me and my whole family got saved that day.
As a young boy, you would spend hours in your room just worshiping God. How did you even know to do that?
Well, you know, when I got saved at 14, I just got innately so hungry for God. And we found a Spirit-filled church, started attending, and as we would worship, and worship was brand new for me, but as we would worship, I would feel God's presence. Then I'd go home and I'd feel nothing. And I said, God, I want you in me, in my life, even when I'm all alone. So I started worshiping. I'd go into my bedroom as a teenager, put on worship music, and I'd just worship, feeling nothing at all, for 4 months straight, about an hour a day. And I'll never forget the moment this happened, Sid. I'm standing in my room, my hands lifted up as a 14-year-old, and it was like heaven opened up over me and the glory of God filled my entire bedroom. And I got a breakthrough into the manifest, tangible presence of God that has stayed with me since then.
Your brand new book, God's Unstoppable Breakthrough. Why did you write this?
Well, you know, I know prophetically that we are in a time right now where God is commissioning people. He is putting them in the right place at the right time for the fulfillment of His plan and destiny for their life. So when I wrote this book, I learned even from my own life that there are those times when God shows up, like in my mom's healing, and it's a dramatic visitation of God with an instant breakthrough. But then as I've walked with God, I've also experienced those times where I'm speaking to a mountain or I'm believing for that instant breakthrough and change, and it doesn't seem to happen right away. So I've learned sometimes it's instant and sometimes it's not, but it doesn't mean God's not moving. So I've learned and I've discovered, how do you experience the unstoppable blessing and breakthrough of God, even when it looks like the wall's not coming down, even when it looks like that mountain is not moving? How do you get beyond that and see the breakthrough power of God? And this book contains that answer.
And I'm going to tell you, there is a phrase, grow over the wall, is one of the now words that, that's going to change someone's life.
Yeah.
Look in the camera and tell them about growing over the wall.
Yeah, well, growing over your wall comes from the life of Joseph, where you know Joseph had a lot of walls in his life. He had the wall of a pit, he had the wall of betrayal, he had the walls of a dungeon, he even had the walls of accusation. His life was just surrounded by immovable walls that looked like they were just staying there. But prophetically, Joseph's father spoke over him and said this about Joseph. Joseph is a fruitful bow planted by a well whose branches run over the wall. And when I read that, the revelation hit me that even if the wall doesn't move, it doesn't mean you can't get that breakthrough. If that person doesn't change, if that situation doesn't change, it doesn't stop the breakthrough power of God. Joseph was like that tree whose branches went up and over that wall, and he kept going, 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 going. And one day he looked back and he said, oh yeah, the wall's back over there, but now I'm over here. The wall didn't move, but Joseph moved. And God is doing the same thing in our lives. It's amazing how God does this. It's like the very thing that the enemy has assigned against you. And the enemy does bring demonic assignments against people's lives to hinder them, to defeat them, to depress them, to discourage them, and to try to limit them even with strongholds. But it's like the very area of that pain, of that trauma, of that abuse, of that hurt in your life. I have seen how God takes that thing and transforms it into your greatest breakthrough, your greatest anointing, and even your greatest authority. Because what God delivers you from, you have such authority and power in that area to see someone else set free. And this is what God is doing in people's lives right now. He's taking everything. He's not wasting anything someone has walked through. He's taking everything that they've been through in their life, and He's anointing them. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. The enemy is going to regret the day he ever tried to mess with them.
What about someone that's had a promise from God? A ridiculously good promise.
Yes.
But it seems life has just taken them so far away, they could never, ever achieve that promise from God.
Yes, well, I say join the club, because many times we'll get a word from God, a vision from God, even like Joseph. He got this dream from God that he was going to be elevated and lifted up into this place of authority and power. And then it's like everything in his life goes in the exact opposite direction. He gets sold as a slave. He gets thrown into a pit. He gets put in a dungeon. His dream said, you're going up, but his reality said, nope, you're going down. And at times, it may appear that our life circumstances are taking us in a different direction than what God has said. But we learn that even when you land in a place that it looks like, wait a second, this is completely far from where God said I would be, people are going to realize. Maybe they didn't see it before, but God has been divinely positioning them by His hand to be in the right place at the right time for this now season of divine fulfillment and promotion and favor.
You also teach on a very important, powerful word. You teach on changing perspective. Mm-hmm. Explain.
Yeah, I think this is one of the greatest secrets people need to know, because there's more than one way to move a mountain. When Jesus said, speak to this mountain and it will move, well, what do you do when you're speaking to that mountain and it's not moving? Well, there's another way to move it. And I say, go higher, go over the mountain. How does that happen? Well, like Joseph, you get God's perspective. The Bible says this about Joseph, a man who was sold as a slave and sent by God. So those are two very opposite perspectives, one being sold as a slave, the other being sent by God. They look different and they sound different, but actually they're two perspectives. One is an earthly perspective, the other is a heavenly perspective. The earthly, Joseph sold, Joseph betrayed, Joseph, you know, mistreated, Joseph the victim. But then over here you have heaven's perspective, Joseph is a man sent by God. And I think when Joseph, in the midst of his walls, in the midst of his betrayal, in the midst of his pain, somewhere he was able to get the divine perspective that said, you know, yeah, maybe I've been sold, but God is doing something much bigger than that, and He has sent me. He has commissioned me. And when Joseph got that revelation, you know what it did? It empowered him to forgive everyone that hurt him, to say, you know what? You sold me, but God sent me. You tried to defeat me, but thank you, because you actually helped position me and propel me into my future and destiny. And it's like everything the enemy did to bring destruction, God redesigned it and reworked it to put Joseph in the right place at the right time so that he would meet Pharaoh from the dungeon and in one day be elevated.
Matt is going to teach you how to activate God's pure, raw power. And better yet, demonstrate it. Be right back. Hello, YouTube Mishpucha. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural. Matt, another vital key to have God's unstoppable power is one that we hear spoken about a lot. It's love releases the pure, raw power. How did you first start learning about that beyond the Bible says?
Yeah, well, you know, Sid, I had a conversation with an amazing man of God, Dr. Oral Roberts, and it was 4 months before he went home to be with the Lord. And in this time, I asked him a question. I said, Dr. Roberts, can you tell me what was one of the secrets to your miracle ministry? And he looked at me and he said, you know, Matt, a lot of people would say it was my faith. But he said, when I would go into the hotel room before our big crusades, he said, I found myself praying in a certain direction. I found myself praying and asking God for His love. As I started to pray in that way, I would walk into the tent and I'd see the people and I would feel God's heart for the people. And he said the miracles began to explode in this movement of the miraculous in our meeting.
The greatest of these is love.
The greatest is love. And Galatians 5 teaches us this, that faith, and I love this, faith, now many translations say works by love, but that word in the Greek means to activate and to set into motion. So our faith, whether it's for miracles or breakthrough or whatever we need God to do, it's actually set into motion by love. And I've seen it happen.
You say you can get a breakthrough, mm-hmm. and you can be a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Many times when God does a work in us, He then releases it through us. An example is when my mom was healed, released our breakthrough for other people. So now we've seen thousands of people healed and touched by God's power. And the secret of love flowing through us and receiving a divine love that's above our own love, we've seen miracles and people that you would say is impossible. Like there was a time a woman was carried into our meeting dying of bone cancer. She looked like a skeleton. She couldn't walk. They physically carried her in and put her on the front row, sitting right next to my mom. And as she was sitting there, she couldn't move, couldn't walk. I was praying for folks at the altar, and I see my mom, who truthfully exudes the love of Jesus. She just simply put her arms around this lady and held her. And I saw her whisper into her ear. And I thought, well, she's praying for her. Well, then all of a sudden, I see this woman jump up from the front row and start dancing around the altar, throwing her arms and legs in the air, screaming out, "I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed." My son drove me to the meeting. He's out in the parking lot. I need to go tell him that Jesus healed me tonight. And she runs right by me, right down the center aisle of the church, right out of the building, carried in, dying of bone cancer, and runs out healed by God. And afterwards, I said, "Mom, what happened?" She said, "Matt," she said, "all of a sudden from my belly, this love rose up on the inside of me, this love for this lady. And all I could do was hold her. And as I held her, the power of God went into her body and she got healed."
How do we walk in this degree of glory that just saturates an auditorium when you show up in this degree of love? How do we?
I tell you, Holy Spirit is no respecter of persons. Holy Spirit will give a divine love to people. All they need to do is ask for it, but also position themselves in the presence of God in the secret place. And when they go into the secret place, Holy Spirit will visit them as they invite Him. And what will happen is their spirit will hit a saturation point. And as their spirit gets saturated with the tangible presence of God, suddenly an overflow will start to happen. And what they experience with God in secret will suddenly start to move out in public. Like when I walk into a room, God walks in with me. Holy Spirit walks in with me. Deaf ears start opening. Cancers get healed. In fact, we had a young girl, Sid. We were in a meeting, and what I've learned is what you cultivate in secret can fill a stadium, can even fill beyond that, really. And Holy Spirit started to move around and deaf ears started opening, and my team brought up this young girl, and she was born with no ears at all. Just, she had this long brown hair, and my team pulled her hair back, and all she could see was little holes on the side of her head. And I remember thinking, oh God, this is not just a deaf ear being healed. She has no ears at all. But then the power of God started, the raw power of God started.
Did she have an eardrum in her?
No, she had nothing. She was born with no eardrum, no ears, nothing. She was deaf from birth. And the power of God started going through her, and all of a sudden her eyes got really big. And as her eyes got real big, I'm like, what's happening to you? She said, I just heard a popping on the inside of my head here, and I can hear for the first time in my life. And her family was there, and they were able to testify to what God had done in her.
And I'm reminded, as a young man, you persevered. What in the world caused you to persevere like that? But that's the key. Yeah. By persevering, he bumped into, as you put it, a total saturation to the point you had more than you needed for yourself, so others were getting it.
Yeah, just shocked by God, honestly. I remember, so now, you know, I grew into my young adult years, and I was in ministry now, just started in ministry as a pastor, young pastor. And I walked into my office as a pastor, and I remember as I walked from the hall into the office, the manifest presence of God was right there. I walked right into the Holy Spirit, and He said to me, "Close the door. I want to spend this whole day with you." So I shut the door, I sat down, and when I sat down, Sid, I have felt God's presence, but this was different. This was the weighty glory of God came over me. And I got so amazed and thankful that I was experiencing this, that I said, "Thank you, Jesus." And when I said, "Thank you," the presence lifted off. And then I got quiet, and His presence came back again. This happened three times until I realized God doesn't want me talking right now. And as I was there, just in the weighty, tangible glory of God, I started thinking, there's other things I need to do. And God spoke to me right then and there, changed my life forever. He said, "Matt," because I didn't see the future. I didn't see the 35 nations we'd go to. I didn't see the people that would get healed. I didn't see the children that we would rescue out of trafficking. I didn't see any of that. But God saw the future. And He said, "Matt, you won't be able to access what I have for you in the future if you don't have this time with me now.
Release a presence of God so that we have the grace to do what you did right now.
Lord, I thank you. Whoa, I'm telling you, I feel the anointing right now. I feel the glory of God. I've been feeling it throughout this time. And Lord, I thank you. Holy Spirit, you are filling homes right now. You are filling people right now. Lord, I thank you that you are opening up the door to a heavenly secret place. There's going to be a fresh visitation of the Holy Spirit in your life where you're going to see even the very countenance of Jesus. And he's going to visit you and he's going to spend time with you. And he's going to bring you into the weighty glory of his presence. So Father, I release that over people right now. And I just see the glory of the Lord enveloping you right now. I see like a overshadowing of God's presence coming over you. And not only is God going to give you a grace for prayer. Some of you, there's someone watching right now, you have felt dry and you've had a struggle in prayer, but there's a new grace coming on you right now to just be in his presence. You're going to say the name Jesus and his glory is going to show up. It's going to be new grace on you for that intimacy with God. And I also see the hand of the Lord extending right now to heal people. And in the name of Jesus, there's a miracle anointing. And I see the Lord told me that he's going to heal cancer. And I see people being healed, tumors dissolving right now by the fire of God. In Jesus' name, cancers are going right now. And I also see a heart condition being healed. And I see the hand of the Lord covering your heart. The beating has been off rhythm and there's been fatigue in your body. And right now I see the hand of God healing your heart and giving you a brand new heart. You're going to have even new energy start to surge into your body in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Are you or someone you know facing an unsurmountable mountain in your life? Are your circumstances so difficult that you feel surrounded by walls with no way out? Have you asked God to knock down those walls, just as he did for Joshua at Jericho, but they're still standing?
Are you tired of negative circumstances, limitations, or dead ends? Is your life going in the opposite direction from God's promises? I want to activate you in God's pure, raw power.
Call now and get Matt Sorger's brand new anointed book, God's Unstoppable Breakthrough, and his powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Activating God's Pure Raw Power. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9719. Through Matt Sorger's brand new anointed book, you will learn how to plant yourself in God's word and presence and let him take you over that mountain. Understand how to adopt a heavenly perspective rather than an earthly one. Learn how to rise over circumstances you thought were too powerful and rise over the wall of limitation that once surrounded you. No longer allow the trials of life to have power to stop you from being abundant and fruitful in God, receiving his blessings and fulfilling the plans he has for you. Understand that nothing is impossible for God to do in your life concerning your health, your finances, your relationships, and so much more.
You're going to get an activation of the glory, an activation of God's power, an activation of breakthrough, and you're going to be commissioned and propelled to be a walking breakthrough in your life.
You will also receive Matt Sorger's powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Activating God's Pure Raw Power. In this audio CD series, he shares three exclusive messages for you. 1. God's pure raw power. Get ready to receive God's love and learn how to reproduce it. 2. Power in the secret place. Learn what the secret place is, how to access it, and tap into its power. 3. Glory breakthrough. Discover how to become a breakthrough and access God's glory overflow. Each of the three audio messages includes a powerful prayer of impartation and activation of God's power in your life.
People are being healed. People are being set free. There's breakthrough happening. And we also teach folks that the area of their greatest resistance, the area of their greatest battle, the area where the enemy has tried to hit them the hardest, it becomes the area of their greatest breakthrough and their greatest anointing.
Don't miss out on getting Matt Sorger's brand new anointed book, God's Unstoppable Breakthrough, and his powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Activating God's Pure Raw Power. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9719. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9719 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.